Thank you for joining Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim. And my special guest today is Jason Shervum. Jason is one of the people bringing us the Russ Taft concert. Jason, tell us about yourself and the concert and all kinds of things. Just talk.
Oh, definitely. Well, thanks so much for having me here. And thanks for saying my last name right, even though we practiced it a few times. It's never said right. I always answer to Skirvum, Skedrvum, Skirvum, Skedrvum. So actually, when people say it right, it usually catches me off guard. So
When you told me how it was spelled, it was really evident it was Scandinavian.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Originally from Dickinson, we moved up to Minot, 15, 16 years ago now.
Oh.
And
your job brought you here?
It did, yeah. So my wife, Cassidy, and I, we graduated from Dickinson State, and we were involved as students in a campus ministry there called Campus Crusade for Christ, or CRU, as we abbreviate it to now. And we graduated, we were challenged and asked to join staff with CRU and come on up to Minot and help lead the ministry up here. So that's what brought us here, and we haven't left. We love it.
I'm going to help other people out that are challenged with spelling like I am. CRU in this case is spelled C-R-U. And why is that?
Yeah, so we're technically Campus Crusade for Christ International, but that's a mouthful. And we work with college students, and they've abbreviated just to CRU for decades. And so about 10 years ago, we made the switch to just be CRU is the campus ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ International.
I'd like to talk about the Russ Taft concert coming up that we're hearing advertised on K-Heart right now. But this is not your first concert. You've brought quite a few big names here.
Yeah, we really have. So we're part of the Minot Concert Association, which has actually been around since about 1999. It started with a family, the Keller family, and they wanted to bring just a big concert, a big family-friendly Christian concert to Minot. So they kind of worked out the details, raised a bunch of the funds, and brought in a band called the Newsboys. And it just went super, super well. And so they started to do a concert a year and eventually morphed into about two concerts a year. And so when Cassidy and I moved up here to Minot in 2005, I've always loved going to concerts. Like, it's been a huge part of my life. My parents, they love taking us to live music. And so I saw, hey, there's this concert association. Let's see if I can get to be a part of it. So volunteered, just helped, you know, setting up chairs, cleaning up, things like that. And over time, kind of morphed into where, hey, I can help lead this. And then also with our ministry with CRU, we don't want to focus just on college students, even though that's our primary, you know, ministry base, our primary target audience. We want to be a blessing to our community as well. And so CRU and the Minot Concert Association have partnered up for probably about the last 7 or 8 years officially to help bring in concerts. Like, we were part of bringing in Casting Crowns. We brought Switchfoot twice, especially to the Minot State Dome for the 100-year anniversary at Minot State. It was just this amazing, really fun concert for the community there. Yeah, and then Russ Taft, that's coming up in May.
And I'm really excited because I like listening to Russ and Tori on K-Heart again. The other names that you mentioned, I know that my two kids, who are young adults, 18 and 19, have really enjoyed those names. They're a little too loud for me, maybe.
Oh, sure.
But Russ Taft, I am really looking forward to Russ Taft. I'm going to bring up where this concert is at, because haven't the previous concerts been downtown at the Civic Center?
Yeah, we've used all over. So thankfully, Minot does have a couple of good venues, you know, for bands of this size. Because one of the greatest things we like with the Minot Concert Association is bringing family-friendly concerts, and also for a really cheap and reasonable price. You know, because it costs a lot of money to pull off a concert. There's production, there's behind-the-scenes things, just traveling to Minot. We're not on the beaten path. There's not a lot of tours that come through here. So we just have to pay a little bit extra to get bands to come up here. But we also know that we don't want to be charging, you know, if a family, they have 3 or 4 kids, it's going to be a couple hundred bucks if it's like $40 a ticket.
Yeah.
So if we can keep prices low, it helps make it a greater event. And so we've used everything from like the City Auditorium. We used the Minot State Dome, like I said, for Switchfoot for the 100-year anniversary or centennial celebration at Minot State. And like we're doing for Russ Taft on this one is over at the Clarion Hotel over by the fairgrounds. They've just got a great space there, a great venue for about the size of concert we're thinking with this one.
Again, I'm looking forward to it, and it's very close to my home, so that'll be nice, too.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Being off the beaten path, I just have to say that I subscribe to the Singing News magazine, and I look at their concert tours, and they almost are always on the southern half of the U.S. They very rarely venture north.
Yep.
And I think on occasion we'll get some of these up and coming, maybe, or maybe they're more not so well-known groups that are going to tour a big city in Canada. They figure they can stop in at Minot or Bismarck. Yep. But to have a name like Russ Taft come here just for us, that's really special.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And it's with a booking agency that we've used for a couple other concerts. And so I get this email from them once a week on, hey, here's concerts that are going out on tour. And usually they're booking 6 to 9 months in advance. So this is, man, almost a year ago, you know, when we first saw this one. And we were like, hey, that's, you know, even though it started as a concert association to bring in concerts like for youth, it's really become this family-friendly group. And so we know like we can have some of the louder rock bands, but then we also know we want to have guys like Russ Taff, who have more of an adult contemporary feel, because we really do want to be a great connection for the community. You know, and like the things we're saying, we're not on the normal beaten path for tours.
No.
And so this is the great thing about having a long-standing association like this, you know, because we have this great history of here's all these concerts, everything from, you know, a couple hundred people can fit in this venue to 1,500 people at Minot State. And so these booking agencies, they know, hey, Minot, they actually do a really good job when concerts are there. We pay our bills. We provide great hospitality for them. Every concert that we've worked with, they've always had just great comments about the people of Minot. They're like, man, everybody is so friendly here. And you guys have plenty of help to get things set up. And so we've just built this great reputation. So when I saw this Russ Taff was on the tour, or he was heading out on tour, and we reached out to him, and the booking agency we've used, the guy goes, oh yeah, totally, we'll send him up to Minot. That's great. We love going up to Minot.
That's really neat. And the expense involved, you had mentioned that who you work with has come up with things that are reasonable. But for anybody that's ever done any investigation of what it costs to bring, say, a rock band up here, it's incredible. I mean, you have to provide basically an entire hotel for the band and their roadies and all that stuff. Plus, they have a certain cuisine. They might want fresh yes. lobster every night, you know. So it's really a trick to find cost-effective entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thankfully, and this kind of goes with the reputation side of it. We have a caterer who we've used for years, and he does it on the side as a business. So we hire him for everyone, and he gets shout-outs from the stage. Like, those of us that are kind of, like, working behind the scenes to pull this off, we never get shout-outs. You know, but they're like, hey, and the food, you know, thanks to the catering guy. This was just excellent. But even that gets around, because the touring industry it's kind of a small, close-knit community. So if you have a couple of bad shows, they'll mark it like, hey, don't go to that area. But if you have a couple of really good killer shows and you really treat them well, they know, hey, we can come up to a place like Minot and we're going to be treated well, and we'll get that really good food. You know, it's not just pasta from wherever, but
yeah. Well, that makes sense. When I first heard the ad, actually, both my wife and I had to hear it about 4 times before we really figured out what was going on here. We didn't really know who was sponsoring it at first. When you hear banquet up here, you normally think of Youth for Christ, because mm-hmm. all their stuff's a banquet. Explain why the banquet is involved here, and where do the funds go that are raised from this concert?
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. And I love that you mentioned Youth for Christ, because Youth for Christ is actually a partner with our Minot Concert Association, too. And it's one of the things that we love about their ministry and our ministry, is that we say, hey, how can we be a bigger blessing to the community as a whole? And things like this concert association are a great way for us to do that. And so, yeah, so this is a banquet. So it's free for people to attend, because we have people who are sponsoring the tables and helping sponsor the food and the cost of the event. Then what we'll do, so it'll be a meal, and then Crew, the ministry I work with, we're just going to give a little ministry update. Hey, here's what's going on with students who are involved in our ministry. In fact, we have 23 of them heading out tonight to the Bahamas for hurricane relief. Neat. So they're investing their spring break to help people who just got devastated by that hurricane last October. And so we'll give some updates that way about here's what's happening in our ministry. And then we'll also share about, hey, here's what's going on with the Concert Association. And we'll announce the next concert that'll be coming in later in the summer this year and just share some of those things. But then also just to cast a vision to people to let them know, hey, we really want to keep the cost low on these concerts because, you know, like I said earlier, if it's a family with 3-4 kids, they might not be able to afford a $30, $40 ticket per person.
Exactly.
But if we can keep those prices low through people who love to be a part of this and who have the means to give, you know, generously to, I mean, both Crew and the Concert Association are nonprofits. So it works as a tax write-off. It works for all those things. And you just get to invest into this community for better, positive, family-friendly events.
Exactly. And investing spiritually.
Yes, very much so.
Let's give the details one more time on the concert. It's what date, and you said at the Clarion.
Yep, so we're Monday evening, May 11th, and starts at 5 o'clock with a reception, meal starting at 5:30, and then the concert will follow at about 7 o'clock.
And for those that are not familiar with the Clarion name, although it's been about 2 years, I think, already.
About that now, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Holiday Inn Riverside.
Yep, the one right by the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and again, great location. They've got plenty of parking, so that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, and they're one of those great places that, you know, it's so wonderful to work with. We've used them a bunch, even when we don't host the concert at that hotel. We've used it for hotel rooms, and nothing but positive feedback from the artists who stay there.
On the advertisement for this, it gives your personal phone number. What other means of contact? Does Crew have a Facebook page, or what else can people get information from?
Yeah, Facebook's going to be your easiest. So if you just go to Minot State Crew on Facebook, or look up Minot Concerts, or even Rock the Leaves. It's the old music festival we used to do. That one will still link you to it as well. But also there's websites. You can just go to crew.org and search for Minot State. It'll take you to our website that way. And then also search for Minot Concerts. And actually even just a Google search for Russ Taff Minot is going to take you right to the page to register.
And are they able to purchase tickets today when they hear this?
Yes.
How?
yeah, give me a call or go to this website or a Facebook page. And it'll take you to a link to where you can reserve tickets. You know, like we said, it's a free concert, but we still need to have tickets ahead of time so we know how much food to have ready for people. And we don't want to be, you know, pushing people away at the door. We want to make sure there's enough space for everyone.
You know, I didn't even catch that until you just said that now, that it's a free concert.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and our hope with that, we've had some people that have started to, you know, sponsor the cost of this. But our hope is that we would get the most people that we could to the event. And then be able to cast a vision to them of like, hey, here's what our heart and vision is for this concert association. Here's what we're doing with Crew. And would you just prayerfully consider helping us financially to continue doing what we're doing?
When you say sponsor a table like you do in the ads, now that's there you'd like a contribution.
Yeah, those are still open. If you have a business or just personally, if you want to contribute to it, we'll sponsor a table and put your name on it and have your name up on the screen saying, like, here's the businesses and the people who have supported the event tonight.
Jason, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to throw in there?
Thanks again for, you know, helping us get the word out about this. And we've just seen some great positive change in the Minot community, and we're excited to continue to be a part of making that positive change.
Well, thank you for coming in, Jason, and I'm hope we can do this for the next concert coming up as well.
Oh, I would love to. Perfect. Thanks for the invite.
Perfect. Thank you.